days, and you know, anybody who's a parent knows, you know, how special that is. So he was home in the fall, and he happened to mention, because we were watching football in the fall, and the 49ers were on, and they came out to try a field goal try, and he said, "Jake Moody." I said, "Yeah." And he said, I had dinner with Jake a couple of weeks ago. And I went, "What?" And he said, "Yeah, my buddy, what his buddy's name was." He said, "And they all went to Michigan to some lake, and they were hanging out." And he said, "And his buddy from high school is good buddies with Jake Moody, who's from Michigan." And he said, "So Jake joined us for dinner, and there were four of us. We had dinner. He's a really good guy." I thought, oh, that's awesome, because, yeah, he was really nice.
Small world.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So we're sitting there last night, and Jake Moody lines up to kick a field goal for the 49ers, and he misses a long field goal try. He missed a 58-yarder.
Yeah, boy.
And my son is like, "Oh, Jake, ooh." Because, you know, now we're rooting for the guy.
Of course.
We have a rooting interest, right?
Yeah.
And he's had a rough year. As if you've paid any attention, he's had a real rough year. And remember, they drafted him in the third round. He had a real rough year. And so then later on in the game, he missed a 51-yard field goal try. And that, you know, so that wasn't good. So he's missed two. And then later in the game, he missed an extra point. And it's like, oh, man. Here's this poor kid. And all of a sudden, you know, he's not my son's buddy, but my son knows the guy.
You're friendly, yeah.
And we're rooting for him. And he misses two field goals and an extra point. And I said, "Andrew, he's going to end up being, he's going to get cut, or at least get competition, right? That's what's going to have to happen there." So there's that. The 49ers used a third-round pick on him. Third-round pick on a kicker. A good organization like the 49ers. John Lynch used a third-round pick on a kicker. And I thought, that's not good. And there were actually three kickers taken in that draft. And it was the 2023 draft. The others, Chad Ryland, Anders Carlson, have already been on multiple NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both drafted, three kickers. And I thought, well, there's poor Cade York trying to stick with Cincinnati. And what happened to poor Cade? They call a timeout and bring him in to kick the game winner last week on Thursday. What was it? Thursday Night Football, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he hit it off the upright from 22 yards away to hit the game winner. And he missed it. And the Bengals ended up winning in overtime, much to the delight of my fantasy team that started Joe Burrow and T. Higgins.
Because nobody cares.
They had the game-winning touchdown. But Cade York, who was drafted, misses. Cade was the fourth-round pick of the Browns in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you just don't draft a kicker. That's been
Agreed.
The motto of our show.
Yep.
You don't draft a kicker. There have been
Don't draft kicker.
There yep. have been kickers taken in the first round.
Oh, yeah. Sebastian Janikowski.
He's the only one who you could actually say, you know what, that paid off.
Yeah.
There have been others. Little from Arkansas. There have been a couple of others. It hasn't worked. Sebastian Janikowski, that worked.
But even that, I still wouldn't have drafted him in the first round.
Right. Why? Because you can get a good one elsewhere.
He's a kicker.
And I thought, you know, for sake of fun and to show why you don't draft a kicker.
Well, you and I have different definitions of fun.
Like Brandon Aubrey in Dallas is stunningly good. He'd never kicked before. Jake Bates, Detroit. Pretty darn good. He had kicked, from what I read, before he kicked in the UFL, he had kicked one field goal in his life. In a game. One. He was a kickoff specialist in college.
Goodness.
And then he goes to the UFL, he refines it, becomes a kicker, and he's pretty good in Detroit right now. And I thought, I wonder, you know, who the Browns passed up to take Cade York. This isn't about the Browns passing up guys. It's about why you don't draft kickers. But I thought this would be fun. You ready, Dan? There's the window. You can put your head through it.
Oh, boy, do
I. And I only looked at skill position guys on offense. Because I think our team lacks in skill position, and it lacks in depth at the skill positions. And I thought, I wonder who they could have had.
Anthony, put this on YouTube and label it Fat Man Fall Down Go Boom.
Had, who are you talking about?
Me, about to jump out this window.
That's not very nice. Who could they have at skill positions if they had taken them instead of Cade York in the fourth round of the 2022 draft?
Oh, I love revisionist history. Everyone wins this game.
I'm just saying, this is why you don't draft a kicker.
Oh, happy
you just
day.
Go get one. Okay, Cade York's on his, what, third, fourth team?
You know what? Get this
out. Had him.
Just add this in 2024 so we could start fresh in 25.
You want some help for David Njoku? You could have drafted, and these guys were all drafted after the Browns took Cade York in the fourth round of the 2022 draft.
Joyous day.
My skill position could have been, I'm calling it, you ready? The
sure.
All taken after Cade York in the 2022 draft team. At tight end, you could have had Pro Bowler Jake Ferguson of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, he's been injured this year a little bit, but last year, 71 catches, 761 yards, 5 touchdowns, went to the Pro Bowl. And if you don't like him, you could have Isaiah Likely of the Baltimore Ravens.
It's been a good pickup.
At wide receiver, could have had Romeo Doubs.
What a wonderful revisionist history.
Of your Green Bay Packers. He's had 3 productive seasons in the National Football League.
It's a good receiver.
You could have Calvin Austin, little spark plug of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Boy, do I feel great about this list.
Who this year has 36 catches, 548 yards, 4 touchdowns. You could have had wide receiver Khalil Shakir of the Buffalo Bills, who is becoming a real weapon for Josh Allen.
I hope everybody's writing this list down so they can read it at the end of the night when they want people to leave their New Year's party.
76 catches, 821 yards, 4 touchdowns for Khalil Shakir. Browns could have had him, but they took Cade York. Or if as my extra wide receiver.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got somebody to bring off the bench.
You could have yet another DTR high school teammate, Jalen Naylor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, why wouldn't you?
25 catches, 361, 6 touchdowns, while playing in the same offense as Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Yet he still has 6 touchdown catches this year.
And this revisionist history is just that's
not
outstanding.
I'm just telling you who they could have had and why you don't draft a kicker. Now you're really going to get near that window and just bash your head right through it. It's really thick glass. It might take a while.
Do you have the caption ready, Anthony?
At running back. And I think the Browns could use a running back, couldn't they?
Sure.
Isaiah Pacheco of the Kansas City Chiefs, who has 2 Super Bowl rings in his first 2 years. He's been injured this year.
You know.
Or you're really ready to throw your head through the window?
This list brought to you by Rolaids.
Kyren Williams of the Los Angeles Rams. Last year, over 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns. This year, over 1,200 yards and 14 touchdowns. Taken after the Browns took Cade York, kicker, in the fourth round of the 2022 draft.
You know, that sad nap is really going to be earned today.
You want to throw somebody else in, you could have Tyler Allgeier of the Atlanta Falcons. He's a pretty good running back.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess I could be choosy to this list.
You had Kyren Williams and Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah.
You took a kicker. And what's the Browns' biggest need?
Quarterback.
Hey! You could have taken Brock Purdy.
Oh, that's
great. Now, nobody else did.
That's great.
Nobody else did until the last pick of the draft.
Boy.
But you thought it was probably better to take a kicker than to take a quarterback who might be able to play in the league.
Aye.
You ready? I'll make it even more hideous for you. You could have drafted Sam Howell, who right now is a backup in Seattle.
I gotta lay down.
But last year, and you know, Sam's a work in progress. Does he become anything? I don't know. But last year, he led the NFL in pass attempts with 621. He also led the NFL with 21 interceptions, but he had 21 touchdowns and almost 4,000 yards passing. You could have drafted him and worked with him because Kevin Stefanski could work with quarterbacks, but you took a kicker in the fourth round.
So,
how's your head?
Bad. Kind of feels like somebody bashed it up against the window about 3 times.
Anthony, how's your head? You okay?
13 picks later, you could have taken Bailey Zappi and skipped all the middlemen.
Why are you sucking up to him? Why are you taking his side? What did that prove? What did you gain from that?
I didn't even go deep on these because I left Bailey Zappe off because I didn't think he was even worthy of being mentioned. But as long as Anthony's going to do it, yeah, you could have taken Bailey Zappe.
What did this gain you?
Three picks later, you could have taken Pierre Strong, selected by the New England Patriots.
Are we in a better place because of this?
He's bringing up guys who I like who didn't even make my all taken after Cade York in the 2022 draft team.
Who won with this? Like
Jake Ferguson won because he didn't end up with the Browns.
I feel
so did Romeo Doubs, Calvin Austin, Khalil Shakir, Kyren Williams, Isaiah Pacheco, Brock Purdy, Tyler Allgeier, and Sam Howell.
I feel like right now I went
and Jalen Naylor and Isaiah Likely.
Not only did I go and then kick the football and Lucy pulled it away, but then Pigpen decided to hit me with the elbow drop. Like that's what I feel like right now. Like this is ridiculous.
I'm not even going to ask Greg Williams why you shouldn't draft a kicker. I'm not going to do it.
Thank you. Save us, Greg.
But
you're our only hope.
I'm pulling for Jake Moody like crazy. And Cade York sat right here in this chair next to me back in his rookie year. He's a really nice kid. I hope he figures it out. Either way, he's dating a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, so he's got that going for him.
That is a win.
It's not a bad thing.
That is a win.
So that works out okay. But don't draft a kicker. Can I even say, don't even financially commit to a kicker. One other thing, you want me to make it worse? Browns have drafted three kickers since 2017.
Our social media mentions powered by Scheiben Jewelers.
Zane Gonzalez, Austin Seibert.
Cleveland's premier jewelry
and
store.
And Cade York. Two of them drafted by John Dorsey.
Send us a message at CLE Talking Heads, like AJ does here. I would rather listen to funeral music over listening to this list. Please, Lord, take me now.
Greg Williams, former defensive coordinator extraordinaire.
AJ, you're good people.
Super Bowl champ with the Saints.
Feel the same way.
He's coming up next on Baskin and Phelps with Menigan, despite the fact that his head hurts.
I want to go take a walk through a garden so I can see light again.